on today's Kids Corner.
Kathy Scales reporting live from Big Daddy-O's, which has served Tureen for more than four decades. Whether it will be able to recover is the big question, following a devastating fire this morning.
Who would want to burn down Big Daddy-O's?
And if they did, why?
Well, I'm not completely sure yet. But it really bothers me to think that someone might have set fire to Daddy-O's on purpose.
Get out of the building!
Everyone get to the exit! Okay, the church is on fire! Everybody out!
Stay tuned.
It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
You are as cold as ice, Liz. That is the seventh shot in a row you've missed. Not that anybody's counting.
What? I'm sorry, Spike. I've just got a lot on my mind.
Yeah, I get it. Is your mom back yet?
No. Ever since Grandma had that bad fall, Mom's been off taking care of her.
How long's it been since your dad lost his job? Like 3 months?
Yeah, just about. He's still looking for a new one.
I know my dad's worried about his.
No, we're not alone.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people lost their jobs when Dad's company shut down. Plus all the other businesses that have closed.
Yeah, like the Pretzel Palace.
Oh,
gone.
I know. And dude, so many families have moved out of town, I heard they're actually going to close Reptarian Middle School next year.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're all going to be bussed over to Marshland Middle School.
Marshland? No!
Yeah.
The kids there are nothing but conceited creeps.
Well, we have to try to make the best of the situation.
Yeah, the best looks horrible.
I know.
It really bugs me. You know what else bugs me? This stupid butterfly that keeps flying around our heads.
Spike, the butterfly doesn't know any better.
Well, I've had enough of it. And all the other junk that's happening here.
Dude, take it easy.
Oh, okay. Hold still, Liz. It just landed on your shoulder.
Do not.
Say
do
goodbye,
not.
Butterfly.
No, get away from me. Dear Spike.
What? What? Who said that?
Call me crazy, but I think it came from the butterfly.
Okay, you're crazy. Butterflies don't talk.
Yes, I am aware of
this
that.
This butterfly does. So back off, Spike.
Whoa. Butterfly knows my name? What in the world's going on?
I hate that.
You should have seen the look on your face, Spike.
What? Yeah, I bet you never had a bug tell you off before.
Hardy hard, guys.
Okay, all right, come on. What is up with the butterfly?
Yeah.
Liz, the butterfly is a drone.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thanks. I designed the flight mechanism to mimic the movement of a butterfly and attached a cell phone camera and speaker.
Wow.
I also programmed the flight controller app. I can control everything from my phone.
Wow. Here it goes.
What do you think, Liz? Cool, huh?
Oh, way cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Cammie, if I had that app on my phone, could I fly the drone too?
Absolutely.
Oh, hold on. Let me run inside and get it.
You certainly brightened Liz's day.
How so?
All his family stuff and now... Liz dropped the bomb on me that our school's closing because of all the stuff that's gone bad here.
Oh, yes, that.
Yeah. Yep, gonna happen.
You guys already knew about this?
Yep, there's not enough families left in Tureen to fill our school.
Or support businesses.
I miss Gabby since her family moved out.
Kayla and Keenan.
Right. And Skink.
What?
Nah, just kidding.
Okay, I got my phone. Now what?
Let me email you a link.
Okay.
Click it, then follow the prompts.
Okay, I got it. Installing. Okay, it wants a password.
Oh, Lepidoptera.
Lepa what?
What?
Lepidoptera. Lepidoptera.
It's Latin for butterfly.
Should have known.
You swipe up and down on this bar to control altitude.
Okay.
This one does direction, and these two turn on the camera and microphone.
Okay, I got it. I got it. All right, here we go.
Wow.
Oh, you have to adjust for the wind.
Okay.
Just make sure it doesn't blow off course.
Okay, it's a little tricky, but I think I got it.
Yeah, you're a natural pilot.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, wow, I can see the whole neighborhood from the camera.
You could probably see downtown if you go up high enough.
Hey, can I take over on my phone?
Yeah, be my guest. Oh, cool, I can still see the camera view on my screen.
Let me see.
Wow, this is fun. It's enough to make you forget about all the bad things happening in Tureen.
Until somebody brings it up again.
Huh? Oops. Hey, what's that noise?
Whoa, three fire trucks? What's up with that?
Yeah, too fast to be a parade.
Yeah.
I think they're heading downtown.
Lori, take the drone up higher and turn toward downtown. Maybe we can see what's going on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, going up.
See anything on your screen yet, Lori?
Wowie,
zowie. Oh, no.
What is it?
It's Big Daddy-O's.
Oh, man.
It's on fire.
Oh, no.
Become part of the Bible story and listen as the greatest stories of the Bible come to life.
Jesus, wake up, Master. Help us,
Master. Wake up,
Master.
I'm going to drown.
Help us, please.
Don't you even care?
Check out Kids Corner's Bible Stories podcast, an immersive audio drama series.
But he's alive. He sat here among us. He walked with us.
Close your eyes and listen to biblical characters telling their part in God's big story.
A lion. I call upon the name of the Lord of hosts.
Ah! Let go of my sheep. Let go.
Choose from over 50 stories spanning from creation.
And light started shining. God looked at the light and saw that it was good.
Through the history of the early church.
There was a noise from heaven, like the sound of a mighty wind.
Oh, what?
Each story has a devotional with memory verses and Bible readings to help you take a deep dive into Scripture. Check out our Bible Stories podcast.
He's alive! Lazarus is alive!
At kidscorner.net.
Yes! Jesus, yes!
And discover your place in God's big story. Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
How incredible is that?
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
Oh, this is awful. I hope no one was hurt.
Adios, everything gone.
Oh, the cricket Sunday, Manity. Looks like your part-time job here is gone too, Liz. Liz?
You okay, Liz?
Can't we do something?
There's nothing left to do. The place is gone.
Come on, let's get closer. Get out of my way.
There's nothing left but ashes.
No. Hey, you, what stinks? Maury, come on.
Hey, he who smelt it.
Oh, I know. I'm going to send up the butterfly drone to document this. Maury, follow me and help me get the best footage.
Gotcha. Maybe you can help Mr. Digger later.
Mr. Digger!
Hey, Lucille, Liz.
What?
Let's head over to that news truck.
Okay.
We may find out something about what exactly happened.
Come on, Liz. Let's make sure that Mr. Digger is okay.
Yeah.
Kathy Scales reporting live from Big Daddy-O's, which has served Tureen for more than four decades. Whether it will be able to recover is the big question, following a devastating fire this morning. Tureen's fire chief has declared the restaurant a total loss. This fire is the latest in a string of events that has rocked Tureen. Excuse me, sir, what are your thoughts about what has happened here today?
Hey, this is just one more reason to get out of Tureen. Property values have tanked, the schools are half empty, businesses are closing, crime is up, and now this!
Thank you, sir. And you, ma'am, your thoughts?
This used to be such a nice community. Such a shame to see it all go up in smoke. In a manner of speaking, of course.
If there is any good news to glean from all this, it's that no one was injured in this early morning blaze. No word yet as to the cause of this tragic fire, but arson has not been ruled out. An investigation is underway. This is Kathy Scales for Network 23. Okay, let's wrap here. I'll head over to the mayor's office for a statement.
Wait, did she say arson? Who would want to burn down Big Daddy-O's?
And if they did, why?
Arson hasn't been confirmed.
But it hasn't been ruled out either.
Exactly.
Well, howdy do, y'all. I thought I smelled some smoke. Figured it'd be you twerps overheating your brains trying to think.
Would you look at that? The
soda joint got fried.
Hey, this was more than just a soda joint.
Yeah, Big Daddy's was an important part of Liz's life.
Not just mine.
And Tureen.
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't figure I'll miss it that much. But I must say, the smoldering crater is a tad unsightly.
Hey, guys, Maury and I got some great aerial footage of the scene.
Yeah.
We might even be able to offer it to the authorities.
Or use it ourselves.
Liz, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm not completely sure yet. But it really bothers me to think that someone might have set fire to Daddy-O's on purpose.
Yeah. We don't know that yet.
No, but it's worth looking into.
First, your dad lost his job. Now you've lost yours, Liz. I'm so sorry. Liz, are you okay?
I know that look on Liz's face, Maury. He's going into detective mode.
Okay, the question now is whether to approach this as an accident or as a deliberate act.
My vote's for deliberate act.
Oh, you would, Cole.
Really?
Hey, it makes sense to me. Look at the facts. Businesses are going down the drain. Uh-huh. I mean, what, with folks running out of money and scooting out of terrain like fire ants after the hill got squashed?
Well, what does that have to do with this?
Yeah, are you kidding me? Easiest way out of this mess is burn the joint to the ground, collect the insurance money, and ski daddle.
Hey, I worked for Mr. Digger. He would never do something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Nobody else has anything to gain from this. What do you think folks will believe?
Mr. Digger would never even consider such a thing.
I live in the real world where lizards do what's best for them.
Look, Cole, there's got to be something else we just don't know yet, okay? I know. Oh, wait, hold up a second. That's my dad. Something must be up. He wants me home right away.
I still can't believe that Big Daddy House is gone.
I know. It just doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
Hey, this is some great footage we got from your drone, Cammy.
Oh. See that? Oh, wow, it's amazing.
We can take a closer look when we get to Liz's house.
Yeah, I just wonder why my dad couldn't tell me his news by text.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh. Looks like you have company at your house, Liz. There's a huge car in your driveway.
Seriously?
It's not just a car, Maury.
What?
It's
what?
The Cicada Z5.
No.
Best in its class. Oh. Even the options have options.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Quite the luxury car.
Who do you know who's rich, Liz?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Your dad's in the garage. Hello, Mr. Lacerda.
Hi, Miss Lacerda.
Oh, hi, Dad. Are Mom and Grandma okay? What's going on?
Oh, hey, Liz. Everyone's fine. I just talked to them, and everyone's really happy.
Okay, that's good. So, did you call me back home because we've got company?
There's no company here.
Well, then whose car is this?
Yeah.
Might I add, an exceptionally sweet ride at that.
Oh, that exceptionally sweet ride is ours.
What?
Wait, no. What do you mean... hours.
Well, I didn't mention it to you, but I had a rather important job interview this morning.
Okay.
I got the job.
Wow!
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Lacerda.
Yeah, congratulations.
Dad, way to go!
And some hug, Liz.
So, Mr. Lacerda, this car, that means you're a chauffeur now?
No, Maury. This car is my bonus for signing on with Drake Enterprises. I'm their new CFO.
What? Wow!
This is our car?
Liz, you lucky dog.
Let's just consider this a blessing from God after enduring some hard times.
This is our car. This is our car?
Wow, Zowie. It almost makes you forget what happened downtown.
Oh, man.
Oh, what happened downtown?
Oh, you haven't heard? There was a fire at Big Daddy's.
The entire place got destroyed.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Mrs. Drake will be so disappointed to hear that.
Mrs. Drake?
Yes, my new boss. At the interview, we talked a lot about Tureen's business district. I should call her with this news.
Hey, Dad, instead of calling her, why don't you tell her personally?
Yeah.
Why's that, Liz?
So you have an excuse to drive your new Cicada Z5 and take us with you.
I see. Climb aboard and buckle up, kids.
And after you meet with your boss, we can go back to Big Daddy's and look for clues. We need to get to the bottom of who set that fire.
Woohoo! The Lizarrado Detective Agency is on the move.
Dad, how far is your new office? We've been driving for quite a while.
Not that we're complaining. This car is awesome.
Yes, yes.
Individual temperature-controlled seats with customized firmness settings.
No.
The Drake Enterprises complex is 30 miles on the other side of Tureen Lake. We're almost there.
I thought there were wetlands on the other side of the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope that a thorough environmental impact study was completed before building.
It's now a bustling community out here. In fact, many of the families that moved out of Tareen moved here, like Scooter's family.
Oh, wow! I knew they moved out of Granny's house, but I didn't know where they moved.
Yeah. You know.
Drake offers affordable housing and even jobs for displaced families. Ah, here's the main entrance coming up.
Wow, that gate is huge!
Talk about fancy. Yeah. Every house and lawn looks perfect.
Seriously?
Yes, this gated community is clean, safe, and secure. Sadly, that's more than I can say for some parts of Tareen anymore. Ah, here's the main office.
Is this the building you'll work in, Mr. Lacerda?
Yep, my office is on the top floor. It overlooks the lake.
Wow!
Top floor.
Moving on up.
Ah, there's my boss, Camille.
Oh, hello, Harry. What a surprise to see you. And who have you brought with you?
This is my son, Liz.
Hi.
And these are his friends, Lucille,
Hi.
Maury, Spike, and Cammy. Kids, this is Mrs. Camille Lynn Drake.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Greetings. It's nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet all of you. Well, I wasn't expecting you until next week. Is something wrong?
Well, I'm afraid I have some bad news to share.
Oh, I knew it. Someone has made you a better offer.
Oh, no, nothing like that. But I just heard that Big Daddy-O's soda shop in Tareen caught fire.
And burned to the ground!
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's so tragic.
Yeah.
I was just there last week.
I used to work there.
I'm so sorry. Harry, let's see what we can do to assist the owner.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much, Mrs. Drake. Well, we plan to assist Mr. Digger by finding out who set fire to his place.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You sound like a detective on a case.
Wow.
Well, Liz has helped solve some rather high-profile mystery.
Wow, impressive.
Thanks. Hey, Dad, we do need to get back to hunt for clues.
Camille, if you'll excuse us.
It was very nice meeting you, Mrs. Drake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was so nice of you to offer to help Mr. Digger.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure to help.
So let's head back in the car.
Shotgun!
Oh.
Right, see you later.
That's one sweet ride.
Okay, so what exactly are we looking for?
Well, when looking for clues, look for the unusual and the different.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is indeed arson, the first thing is to look for burn marks left by an accelerant.
Exactly.
Accelerants? What are those, real fast little bugs or something?
Oh, Maury. Accelerants help spread fires. Gasoline or kerosene would leave marks on the floor where it sat before it was lit.
Yep.
We follow the trails that would lead to a larger mark where it was poured first.
Exactly.
Ah, clever. Very clever.
Oh, howdy, guys. See if I need mope your way back. What'd you do? Rent a limo to come check out his garbage dump?
No, Cole, that's Liz's dad's new car.
Boy, you strike oil or something?
No, Dad got a new job with that development company across the lake.
Lacerda, some lucky folks just fall into money. On the other hand, I did it the natural way. I inherited it.
Nice.
So, you guys come back here to play loser detective agency?
We're here to investigate.
Yeah, no need. This is a big dead end. Zero, zilch.
And we should believe you. Why?
That dude over there's the fire chief. I've told him my theory that Digger torched his place for the insurance money. Turns out, guy didn't even have any insurance.
Oh, no insurance?
Couldn't afford it. What, with his business going down the drain and all?
Oh, no.
Yep. Digger left himself with a big old handful of nothing.
Oh, that's just awful.
You know what? I think I'm going to go consult with the investigators. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good luck. Those guys are clueless.
Well, that's not a nice thing to say.
No. I mean, they are literally clueless, as in, they have no clues.
Oh, come on. That can't be.
Yeah. Well, there's the chief. You ask him. He'll tell you.
All right. Hello. Excuse us, chief?
Hey. Hey.
Yeah?
Hey. Uh-huh. Inquisitive young lizard with a group of friends. Your name wouldn't happen to be Lacerda, would it?
Yeah, it is. How do you know?
I was told by Sheriff Dudley you might show up. You got quite a reputation for having solved a mystery or two around here.
Wow, Liz, you have a police profile?
That doesn't surprise me.
Is it true that there are no clues here?
Hmm? There are no burn marks to suggest the use of a liquid accelerant. Electric wiring was up to code.
Hmm.
Kitchen was recently inspected, totally clean.
That doesn't make any sense.
We were lucky that the fire happened before opening. One early morning commuter spotted smoke coming out of the open back window.
Wait,
if she hadn't called it in, whole block could have been in flames within minutes.
Hmm.
So, one minute the building was fine, and the next minute it was burning like crazy?
No, no, hold up a second. I worked here. Mr. Digger would never open the back window. It's too hard to close again.
Mr. Digger said the same thing. There could be something.
Ugh, there's that bad smell again.
Oh, still not me.
Oh, clump toes. That smells worse than Spike's gym socks.
Yeah, that's true. Chief, could that be another clue?
Yeah, that smell could be from a drain pipe that was damaged in the fire.
Hmm.
We cleared and released the scene, so you're welcome to look around. But like I said, we have none of the usual clues to go with. Good luck.
Well, don't reckon I see any point digging through the charred ashes. Cohort is out of here. Take care, Elizabeth Loserless Carter.
Yeah, bye, Cole. Man. All right, now we can get back to business. But we can't look at Big Daddy's security camera footage because it was destroyed in the fire. Mm-hmm. But maybe
some of the other store's cameras nearby caught something.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go check them out.
Oh, and Lucille and I can get some samples to examine.
Yeah. Great, let's do it.
Right.
Hey, guys. Should be a fun night. Liz, I'm so glad you finally came. The church sure looks busy, doesn't it? Liz? Liz?
No answer.
Excuse me?
Can you believe it? The fire chief will not return any of my calls. It's been weeks.
The official fire report will come out soon enough, Liz.
Yeah, just be patient.
Come on. Fires like that don't start themselves. How can we not find any clues at all?
Cheer up, Liz. Let's see a little excitement. Like when your dad came home with that new car.
Sometimes I don't think getting the car was worth it.
Oh, why's that?
Dad's so busy with a new job. He's working nights, weekends. He's even working Sundays.
Mm. Yeah, I noticed that I hadn't seen you and your family in church the last few weeks.
Well, with Mom still gone, I'm just glad that Maury came by tonight to pick me up.
I'm so sorry, Liz. I'm sure things will work out, though.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad to be here with you guys tonight.
Okay.
Hello, Liz. Lucille.
Oh, hi.
And Maury, right?
Yep.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you, Mrs. Drake.
Yes, fine and dandy, ma'am. Which is a rarity, because sometimes I'm fine,
Maury.
But not dandy. Or I'm dandy, but not fine. But
Maury.
Tonight, I can say, definitively, I am both fine and dandy.
Okay.
Yeah, Maury, only you would take a 3-word answer and turn it into 30.
Well, can any of you tell me if Pastor Ron is here?
He should be in his office,
yeah.
But he's probably getting ready for tonight's youth activities.
Okay, good to know. Well, he set up a meeting with me and some others to find ways to support this community.
Wow, that's great that you can help.
Well, uh-huh. Pastor Ron's office is just up those stairs and the second door on the right.
Oh, thank you. Take
sure.
care.
Okay, you too.
So, what's the first activity for tonight? I'm ready for some fun.
Me too.
Me too.
What's up, Liz?
Yeah.
Hey, Lucille, Maury, do you smell something weird?
Oh, I keep telling you guys, it's not me.
No, Maury,
something
really?
Weird?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but I...
Oh, man. Okay, we need to get out of here right now. Guys, the church is on fire!
Get out of here!
Oh, wow. The church is on fire! Everybody out!
Wow, the church is really burning
down. Pastor
Ron! I'm so glad to see you three. I hope everyone's gotten out safely.
Hey, wait a second, guys. I don't see Mrs. Drake.
What?
Oh, yeah, she was on her way to your office to see you.
Mrs. Drake never made it to my office before I evacuated.
No, we need to find her in the crowd.
Help! Oh, wait.
Look, there she is.
Yeah, in the upstairs window.
Help!
Okay, we have to go in and help her out.
No, Liz, it's not safe.
What?
The fire's too intense.
Come on, Pastor Ron.
Oh, no!
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Josh DeGroote. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.